This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, where there is wide availability, actually for free, to screen a new movie about a feminist icon who's played by Oscar-winning actresses, two of them, at different times in her life. The two actresses, Julianne Moore and Alicia Vikander. There's another big movie with an all-star cast, featuring Jessica Chastain and John Malkovich and Gina Davis and Colin Farrell. It's about a professional assassin. No, it's not the same figure as in the feminist movie. We'll review both The Glorias and Ava, plus some other alternatives in the Medved Show. We'll also be talking to Professor Paul Kangor of the Center for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College about his column, Amy, that would be Amy Coney Barrett, versus the anti-birthers. Now, why does he say anti-birthers? That's the whole point of the column. And we will get to that on the Michael Medved Show. First up, there's a new controversy regarding Judge Barrett. And it's really, really silly, and it's not going to derail her nomination, but it's also, it seems to me, very illuminating in just expressing some of the extremism that is present on people who are great big fans of abortion. The headline in the Wall Street Journal, is Barrett didn't reveal ad role. Okay, this is about an ad that was placed in a South Bend, Indiana newspaper in January 2006, so 14 years ago. And it was by a group called the Joseph County, that's Joseph County, Indiana, that's where Amy Barrett lives, and the Joseph County Right to Life. She signed an ad. She wasn't a judge. She was a law professor. But the concern now is Supreme Court nominee Amy Coney Barrett signed an anti-abortion newspaper ad more than a decade ago that blasted the high court's landmark abortion rights ruling in Roe v. Wade. A Senate Democratic aide said the ad should have been included in Judge Barrett's Senate Judiciary questionnaire, but it was not. Was she hiding the ad? No, I am sure she forgot about it, and it doesn't really fit the role of what they were demanding. Because in their questionnaire, the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is vetting her nomination, of course, asked her to provide a list of all published material, including letters to the editor, that she had written. She didn't write this ad. She signed it, together with 200 other people. And the ad is nothing terrible, it seems to me. The New York Times coverage of this controversy actually gives you a little bit more of the detail on the background of what this ad was. Patty Murray, who has already indicated her opposition to Judge Barrett, like most other Democratic senators, she's the senior Democratic senator from the state of Washington, said this is certainly black and white to the extreme. It puts a huge exclamation point at what is at stake. Okay, what is at stake here is not any intention or even really possibility of Justice Barrett, when she is confirmed as an Associate Justice of the Supreme Court, actually overruling Roe v. Wade. She has indicated repeatedly she doesn't plan to do that. She doesn't support that. Judge Amy Coney Barrett, President Trump's Supreme Court nominee, signed a statement in a 2006 newspaper advertisement opposing abortion on demand. That's an accurate statement from the New York Times. Judge Barrett was a law professor at Notre Dame at the time, and her name was among those of hundreds of residents of the region surrounding South Bend, Indiana, known as Michiana. That's a combination of Michigan and Indiana. The statement appears to be her first direct public expression of her views on abortion, which are at the heart of much of the opposition to her nomination. Okay, here's the text of the ad. The ad said, "We, the following citizens of Michiana, oppose abortion on demand and defend the right to life from fertilization to natural death." That's what the statement said. And by Right to Life of St. Joseph County at the time, it's now known as Right to Life of Michiana. Another part of the advertisement, which was not signed by Professor Barrett, but was on another part of the page and did not have her signature affixed to it, another part of the ad gave support by quoting a dissent in Roe v. Wade by a John Kennedy-appointed justice named Whizzer White, Byron R. White, and his dissent in Roe v. Wade back in 1973. And Justice White said that creating a right to abortion was an exercise of raw judicial power. Well, clearly it was. There's nothing about abortion in the Constitution. And Justice White, Democratic appointed, Democratic confirmed, was opposed to that. At the 2017 confirmation hearing for her current position as a judge on the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the Seventh Circuit in Chicago, Judge Barrett said that she would be bound to follow the Roe decision as an appeals court judge. Quote, "Roe has been affirmed many times and survived many challenges at the court," she said. "And it's more than 40 years old, and it's clearly binding on all courts of appeals. And so it's not open to me or to upon me or up to me, and I would have no interest in, as a court of appeals judge, challenging that precedent." Now, of course, Democrats are saying, oh, yeah, but what if she gets on the Supreme Court? Asked whether Roe had been correctly decided, she did not give a direct answer. "I feel like I can't, as a nominee, offer an opinion," she said. "I don't want to give the impression that I would treat some precedents as more binding or more valuable than others." In remarks to students at Notre Dame, and this is also before she became a judge in 2013, as reported by the student newspaper at Notre Dame, Judge Barrett said the core right to abortion established in Roe appeared secure. Quote, "I think it is very unlikely at this point that the court is going to overturn Roe," she said. "The fundamental element that the woman has a right to choose abortion will probably stand," she said. This is what she told students before she was a judge. So the paranoia by the left that, oh, Amy Coney Barrett's going to come in there and overturn Roe, it's completely preposterous. And by the way, some Democrats even realize it. There's a big piece posted to the website of the New York Times about how Schumer and other Democrats are trying to shift the attention from abortion to health care, that their big fear is that she's going to vote to overturn Obamacare, which is also nonsense. There are probably no votes on the Supreme Court, at most two, but no chance of a majority for people to overturn Obamacare. It's not going to be struck down by the court, nor should it be at this point. Because, again, if you are basing this upon nine people, most of them elderly, who were never elected to anything, who have been appointed, overturning the will of the people of the United States as expressed by Congress and is expressed very clearly, and people voted for Congress people on that basis, that's a kind of judicial activism. That's a kind of raw exercise of judicial power that Justice White warned about. And that Justice Coney Barrett, as an originalist, as a textualist, will have no part of. Now, does this mean that she's not a pro-life judge? I've always hated that term. Conservatives shouldn't try to support pro-life judges. We should support pro-con.
Okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to clearplay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies.
Did you know precious metals have a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, AmFed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call AmFed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
There is breaking news on President Trump front, and just called to my attention by rock star Greg Tomlin, who is sitting in today for Jeremy Steiner, Pride of Hillsdale College, who just celebrated his birthday, as did Greg, as will I. We all have birthdays within 5 days of each other, which is a strange thing for people who've worked together for a long time. Maybe that was just astrologically determined. Breaking news, it should not panic anyone. But this is from Bloomberg News's Jennifer Jacobs. She is reporting moments ago that President Trump is leaving the White House right now on the way to Walter Reed Medical Center, which is a military medical center, of course, some of the best care anywhere. And he's going there for evaluation and tests, which, of course, you would expect for someone in his situation. And does this mean he's facing some kind of crisis right now? Larry Kudlow, this is clip 22, Greg. Larry Kudlow, who is an old friend and the president's chief economic advisor, says this about the president, who he has been around frequently and recently. He talks about it on Fox News, how the president's doing. Listen.
We're all praying for them to get better, including Hope Hicks, including Ronna McDaniel, who also has tested positive. Look, the reports are that she says they're doing well. It is a very moderate case. President was kind of barking out orders for all of us, giving us tasks this morning to follow through. He's on the phone, so I have not seen him. I last spoke to him last evening. I have not talked to him today, but apparently he's doing just fine.
Okay, that was Larry Kudlow earlier this morning. I know that for many people, there's a fascination with, well, what happens if? What happens if he's sick for more than 2 weeks? What happens if something happens to his voice? That is one of the things that happens to people if they have serious cases of COVID-19. Well, obviously, he's not going to be debating, I don't think, with whoever decides on the rules. President Trump doesn't want any change in the rules. Joe Biden says he's fine with the rules as they are. He doesn't demand any change, but he would be fine with it. The Commission on Debates wants a change in the rules so that future moderators don't go through what Chris Wallace went through, which was not one of the highlights of his professional career, he doesn't think. The paranoia is that Trump is unable to continue his candidacy. What happens then? Okay, there is a legal process, and it's been set up in the rules of the Republican National Committee and the Republican Convention. Even though he is the nominee, he could be replaced at the last moment. I'll tell you why that's so difficult. It's because there are millions of people who voted already. They've already voted for him. I'm not saying that he's necessarily won the majority wherever the people have voted, but there are literally hundreds of thousands of people who've already cast their votes for Donald Trump. You can't take his name off the ballot because a lot of those ballots have been sent out, printed. They're being cast right now. It's one of the reasons that I think Republicans have been less enthusiastic about this whole early voting thing. It is better and would be better for the country if we all adapted the same rules, the same schedule, the same reality about the election. And if we allowed some of the votes that came in early to be counted early. So it doesn't drag on and on and on. Now, why should it drag on more for mail-in ballots? Why should that? Because if you can't start counting when the ballots arrive, if you have to wait until Election Day itself, it's much easier to count ballots that come from voting machines, which are automatic and are registered. The entire thing is dangerous and problematic. And it's problematic because the American people need some kind of confidence in this election. And the difficulty right now with some of that question of confidence is, it's expressed by Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut, who's been very extreme. He's very, very extreme in his opposition to President Trump. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, says this about Trump's situation with coronavirus.
And I also think that you have to be, you know, much more serious about the Russian threat given today's news. If President Trump can't be out there on the campaign trail for the next 2 weeks, then he is going to rely on his surrogates. And unfortunately, one of his surrogates is Vladimir Putin. So you are likely going to see this campaign ramped up by Russia over the next few weeks to try to substitute for the president's absence on the campaign trail. And my worry is that the intel agencies are not being clear with the American people about the size of the Russian operation and their clear desire to try to elect President Trump to a second term.
You know, what I have read, and I've read the intel reports, the ones not anything private or secret or illegal, but the intel reports that are available. And what they are saying is not so much that the Russians want to elect President Trump. They want chaos. They want to damage the United States. They want a confused election that literally millions of people don't accept. That's the real danger. And no, I don't think President Trump wants Vladimir Putin, whose English isn't that great, to come out on the stump for him as a surrogate. It's also reports that Putin, for whatever reason, is staying within the bubble in the Kremlin. Meanwhile, the Associated Press, AP, has amended its style book this week to discourage the use of the word riot. Why? Well, here's what they say. They tweet out, use care in deciding which term best applies. A riot is a wild or violent disturbance of the peace involving a group of people. The term riot suggests uncontrolled chaos and pandemonium. And then they follow that up with a tweet that says, focusing on rioting and property destruction rather than underlying grievance has been used in the past to stigmatize broad swaths of people protesting against lynching, police brutality, or for racial justice, going back to the urban uprisings of the 1960s. Okay, this is outrageous. The urban uprisings of the 1960s were not organized uprisings. They weren't focused on any damn issues. They were focused on looting and destruction. And you can even read it in the Kerner Commission report. They blame it on racism. But for goodness sake, to call things like what happened in Newark, what happened in Watts in Los Angeles, what happened in Detroit, what happened in all around the country, to say that this was an uprising. I know people were using that term uprising to describe the Rodney King riots, too. They destroyed whole neighborhoods, thousands of businesses, cost hundreds of lives, and they were riots. It's worth keeping the word riots, AP, where it applies. More coming up.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Sending my prayers for the health and safety of the First Lady and President of the United States, after they tested positive for COVID-19.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden's comments at an event in Grand Rapids, Michigan. The vice president continues.
My wife Jill and I pray that they'll make a quick and full recovery. This is not a matter of politics. It's a bracing reminder to all of us that we have to take this virus seriously.
The latest health update of President Trump is that he's said to be energetic as he's quarantined with the virus. He and the First Lady are feeling mild symptoms, but staying in good spirits. Stocks are closing lower after cutting some losses following the diagnosis of the president, the Dow losing 134 points to finish at 27,682. This is USA Radio News.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Michael Medved Show. Always a pleasure to speak to my friend, senior scholar and political science and history at Grove City College in Grove City, Pennsylvania. One of the really outstanding gems in American higher education. Paul is a senior scholar with the Institute for Faith and Freedom. He has a new column in American Spectator called Amy versus the Anti-Birthers. And he's using that point, anti-birthers, with great purpose and clarity, not the term pro-choice or pro-abortion. We will get to that in a moment. Paul, first of all, congratulations on the piece. And before we get to it, we just have to talk a little bit about the news of the day. People have thought this election was one of the truly weird ones in American history, and that's... That's true. But you have to think back to 1968, where there are two major assassinations, including one of the leading candidates. Horrible. Yeah. There are riots across the country, riots at the Democratic Convention. We've got the riots, thank God, and please God keep us protected from assassinations. But this illness of President Trump is a pretty serious matter, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pretty shocking, Michael. You're right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any weirder, right? And then, what, a couple days after, I guess 3 days after a crazy debate, I mean, a presidential debate unlike anything we've ever seen. I guess if you want entertainment, it was good for that, but man. But yeah, 68 is a good comparison. And, you know, you probably know this better than anyone. I mean, you were there the night that RFK was shot. Right? In Los Angeles, which is an amazing...
Yeah, no, again, that was the first presidential campaign that I was really involved with as a semi-adult. I was 19.
Wow.
And
wow.
In terms of this Amy Barrett issue,
She apparently is okay. She does not have the virus. She is meeting carefully and social distancing with Republican senators. Democrats won't meet with her. One of the things you write about in your piece for Spectator is how they are not only attacking her for being Catholic and for being pro-life, they're attacking her for adopting two children of color.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you think that they would take that as a proof against racism? But no,
yeah,
talk about this attack, because you write about it and it's shocking.
Yeah, I know. You would think so, right? Right, Michael. But you, with these people, I mean, you're never surprised. And the two most vicious comments that I quote in the piece are from professors, of course, right? They can't even show any restraint. These two. But one of them is Boston University professor Ibram Kendi, and he called her a white colonizer. And the quote is, he said, some white colonizers adopted, and he puts it in quotes like it's sarcastic, adopted black children. They civilized these savages. These are more words in quotes. These savage children in their superior ways of white people. And while using them as props in their lifelong pictures of denial, while cutting the biological parents of these children out of the picture of humanity. And by the way, this is the author of a book called How to Be an Anti-Racist, right? I mean, this guy could use a little training himself. And then there's another, Ruth Ben-Ghiot. She's at NYU, professor. She's a commentator for CNN. And she tweeted, many authoritarians seize children of color for adoption by white Christians. Pinochet's regime did this with indigenous kids, and Nazis took Aryan-looking Poles for German families. I mean, it's just crazy, outrageous stuff. For a woman who, after she already had four or five biological kids, I think maybe her youngest is a child with Down syndrome, she goes to Haiti. She adopts two kids from Haiti. And all the time, the left is always saying to us, oh, you pro-lifers, you only care about the baby when it's in the womb. You don't care about the baby after it's born. That is absolutely not true. And you look at most of these mixed-race families with a bunch of kids, they're usually, Orthodox believers, right? And they're walking the walk. So here's somebody who is so...
Are you there, Paul?
Go into the classroom and talk about how her heart is moved and maybe send money over there or whatever. She actually adopts two kids from Haiti, and instead of her getting some credit, some charity, they rage at her and call her a white colonizer and compare her to Nazis.
None of these folks are going to prevail because, I mean, obviously, I think the American people can see through some of this extremist talk. Explain, because it's profoundly important, and we only have a short time left. Explain why you use the term anti-birther instead of pro-choicer.
Well, I start with a quote from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, which I wish people would remember this. And she said this to New York Times Magazine, July 2009. And think about this. Frankly, she said, I had thought that at the time that Roe was decided, there was concern about population growth, and particularly growth in populations that we don't want to have too many of. So that Roe was going to be then set up for Medicaid funding for abortion. And by the way, Michael, the very next question in that interview should have been, excuse me, Justice, but what did you say? Who are the populations that we don't want to have too many of? Imagine if Donald Trump had said that on Tuesday night, right? I used to favor abortion because I didn't want to have too many of these populations we don't want to have too many of. Yeah, that'd be right there with the poor boys or proud boys or patriots, whatever they are. But RBG gets away with this kind of stuff. She's an icon to the movement. And that is really a sort of classic eugenics statement.
Well, the whole argument in Freakonomics, which has been disproven,
yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Academically and scientifically. But they have an argument that the reason we had this great reduction of crime in the 1990s and early 2000s is because so many black babies were aborted. And they virtually say that.
Yeah.
Which is appalling. So this all comes from the poisoned tree from Margaret Sanger and her ideology. And you've got about a minute to explain.
Yeah, well, she writes in The Pivot of Civilization, her classic book in 1922, she said, the most urgent problem today is how to limit and discourage the over-fertility of the mentally and physically defective. And she says, she talks about the moron class segregating every feeble-minded girl or woman of the hereditary type. And then she talks not only about segregation, but sterilization, right? We prefer the policy of immediate sterilization to prohibit the feeble-minded from being born. In other words, the populations we don't want too many of. So RBG is standing on the shoulders. And by the way, of course, Planned Parenthood loves her, and that's the organization that Margaret Sanger founded. She's merely following in kind of the racial eugenics footsteps of Margaret Sanger.
And she was
Amy Coney Barrett,
distinctly... Yeah, obviously not with her seven children. The piece by Paul Kengor, and by the way, when he talks about anti-birthers, it has nothing to do with the charge that Barack Obama was born in Kenya. He was not. He was born in Hawaii. The piece is fascinating and beautifully written, as always, and it's posted up at our website at michaelmedved.com. One of the things about feminist icons is they get movies made about them.
Right.
And there's a big new movie, which I do not advise you to see because it's very, very long and it's excruciatingly boring and politically correct. But we will review it. It features two Oscar winners playing Gloria Steinem at different points in her illustrious career. There's also a movie with Jessica Chastain as a ultra-expert assassin. We will review those films and more coming up on The Medved Show.
Michael Medved in a moment.
Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at The Medved Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a Medhead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the Medhead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing Medhead members, we've discounted everything at the Medved History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at The Medved Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch Medved's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kengor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Forward to a beautiful October weekend. It is a holiday weekend. It's the last series of holidays in this long series of holidays we have in the autumn. This is the Feast of Tabernacles, the holiday of Sukkot, that begins tonight, same time as our Sabbath, and continues over the weekend. I will be back on Monday, and certainly at a time of peace, and this beautiful fall holiday is described in the liturgy, in fact, as the season of our rejoicing. And let us rejoice for all people who are suffering from pain and illness, including the President of the United States. Let us hope and pray that he has a speedy recovery and we can go back to our more normal political arguments. But you don't always look for those arguments necessarily in movies, do you? But sometimes they turn up. The very latest from Hollywood. Okay, there's a big new movie called Ava, and it's getting heavy promotion. It's available on multi-screening streaming platforms. And Ava features Jessica Chastain, who's a wonderful actress, this time trying to remake herself, not as a serious actress, but as an action star. She plays a trained assassin for a super secret international black ops organization. Maybe it's the CIA, maybe it's not. They do refer to the company at one point. But her immediate superior is John Malkovich, who wants to protect her from another agent, played by Colin Farrell, who wants to assassinate the assassin. Listen.
I know you like Ava.
But she's a liability.
No, not her.
She's best to breed. I recruited her. I trained her.
She's always been Duke's favorite, but she's a loose cannon. A danger to the organization. I want her killed.
You need to rescind the kill order.
You know I can't do that. This is business.
Okay, it's show business, and none of this is believable for a moment. And there are some elaborate fight scenes with Jessica Chastain, who is not a huge person, and she is not one of those people who's out. I mean, she's no Gal Gadot. There are references to Wonder Woman, but she dispatches with her bare hands and a variety of weapons 20, 30 guys at a time. And
I mean, I guess somebody could find some entertainment value in that. There's also a backstory here concerning her mother, played by Gina Davis, and then her sister, who is in love with the same guy she rejected, who's played by Common, who can be a very gifted rapper, but boy, this is an unbelievably stolid blank performance. Ava moves along, and yes, it has some well-choreographed chase scenes and action scenes, but almost nothing in the way of characterization, comprehension, or believability, and lots of brutality. It would be rated a very blood-splattered and F-word punctuated R. Two stars for the deeply disappointing Ava. Now, there's another film, and it's a big film about a different kind of feminine superhero. It's about Gloria Steinem, founder of Ms. Magazine. She's in her 80s now. But the film is called The Glorias, and the reason it's Glorias plural is because it has four different actors, one playing her as a little girl, one as a teenager, then Alicia Vikander, Oscar winner, plays her as a young woman right after college, and then Julianne Moore as a more mature woman. And they all combine and actually meet each other riding on a bus, which I guess is supposed to represent her life. The bus is traveling who knows where. It's based upon Gloria Steinem's autobiography, My Life on the Road. Listen.
You're Gloria Steinem.
I am.
Taking to the road.
Changed who I thought I was.
Speaking your mind will get you in deep trouble.
The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off.
The road is messy, and the way the real life is messy, it leads us out of denial and into reality.
Okay, but into a reality as captured in the media. This is basically a bunch of newsreel footage that has been recreated. There's nothing here that you find out that is personal or that creates a character so that you understand what motivates Gloria Steinem or, for that matter, Bella Abzug, who is played here by Bette Midler. It's a good cast, and the cast does as much as they can with the script, but the script is basically just, okay, then she founded Ms. Magazine, then she founded the Women's Political Action Caucus, and then they went and they campaigned for Shirley Chisholm, and basically nothing about Gloria Steinem as a person. It gives more attention to her difficult childhood. Tim Hutton plays her father, who was a character and a little bit of a grifter. But the film cheats you out of anything. I'll give you the most dramatic example. It has a big scene where a kindly doctor speaks to her before her abortion in her 20s. There isn't a word of how that baby came into existence, who the father is, what the reasons for the abortion, nothing. Just about how glorious the doctor is performing the abortion. The film is very long. It is a chore to watch. And these wonderful actresses are wasted. Janelle Monáe is one of the supporting actresses as well. And by the way, Gloria Steinem finally got married for the first time at age 66. Nothing about that. Just a mention. The film's very frustrating. 1.5 stars for The Glorias. And it's rated R almost entirely for language. The New York Times, which of course had a much better view of the film, said it's rated R as in righteous. And speaking of not particularly righteous, She's in Portland is one of those independent little movies that is almost good because it defeats expectations. It's about two buddies from college who go on a road trip. One of the buddies has a perfect life, has a wife, child. The other one is sort of a loner loser. And the guy with a perfect life wants to fix that. Listen.
You're not happy, you haven't accomplished what you want, but you just need some positive momentum. Wow. And I promise you, the momentum's going to start to turn in your favor.
She's in Portland.
What? Who?
Maggie.
Why Maggie?
Yeah, so guess what?
We're going to Portland.
Okay, and they go to Portland, and there's some pretty good scenes of the California coast. And there is an interesting surprise at the end of the movie, which is that the loner loser buddy, and this whole thing is occasioned by their 10-year college reunion, so it's very much a millennial kind of saturated movie. Minka Kelly plays the wife of the guy who you think has absolutely everything. All of the performances are interesting. The writing is interesting. The scenery is great. The film leaves you sort of unresolved. But the characters are intriguing, and for a little no-budget, low-budget, she's in Portland, very much rated R for some graphic sexual content, for some drug usage, and for lots and lots of harsh language. 2.5 stars for She's in Portland. There's more up at our website at michaelmedved.com, and you can get it in our newsletter. So our newsletter is free. Sign up for the Medved newsletter. It goes out every Friday, going out today. And one of the films, for people who want to honor the memory of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, there's a very an interesting little film with Felicity Jones and also with Armie Hammer about one of her first cases about a lawyer. It's about Ruth Bader Ginsburg is a young woman. It's not a documentary. And unlike a film like Gloria's, it actually creates a character you can kind of believe in and relate to. It's called In the Matter of Sex. And you can find that in the, Greg? In any event, on the basis of sex. I'm sorry, it's not in the matter of sex. On the basis of sex, because it's about discrimination. And about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. That's also posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. Okay, next week, obviously, we're going to get to the impact of this president and his coronavirus battle for health, for which everybody, I think, joins in wishing him success in that, and talk about what's happening to our politics. Are we really headed toward civil war? That and more, plus a California city banning snack food at checkout. Why? We'll get to that and much, much more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.